This is Kathy Forstie at the Far West Conference here in Oakland, California. I have the great pleasure of sitting down and chatting for a little bit with Erica Sunshine Lee. Is this your first conference?
This is my first Far West. This is my first folk conference ever.
Uh-huh. Sorry, where are you originally from?
I'm from Georgia.
Georgia? I can hear the accent.
Yeah. It's not hidden.
Well, tell me a little bit about your CD. It's called Southern Amendment.
That's right. I just released my sixth album, and it's a five-song EP. I changed it up this time. I didn't do a full album because times are changing, but I thought, well, I'll give them a little taste of it. And this is kind of an album I put together of songs about, like, protection and what I think is important. It's very kind of mixture between outlaw, gritty, country, rootsy, mixed with, like, a little bit of polished pop, but not too much. I grew up in Georgia in the backwoods, so there's a little bit of redneck comes out in me.
Yeah.
And then now I'm kind of living in Nashville, traveling all over, touring. So the songs that I put together, I wrote Mud on My Boots in Santa Cruz, California, as a matter of fact, and it's a murder ballad about a jealous wife whose man is cheating on her. Instead of punishing the man, she punishes the mistress. And another sad love song is kind of about holding on to a struggling relationship and trying not to let it go. Leaving Atlanta's obviously from where I'm from there, but I lived in the Bay Area for a couple years, so that was kind of my trek back out to California. And then halfway in Texas, I turned around and went to Nashville. So that was an interesting time in my life. And then Girls with Guns is the all-American, like, I'm not going to let you break into my house and steal me and hurt me. And with all the gun controversy right now, it's kind of a funny time that it came out, because so many anti-gun, anti-this and that. And I'm totally anti-violence, and I'm not a violent person. I actually don't believe in that. But at the same time, I'm all for, if somebody breaks into your house and hurts you or your family, then you can protect yourself. Yeah. We have the right. And Drinking and Praying is probably my favorite song on the album I wrote with Kirsty Lovelady, and that's just... It's been a lot of emotional ups and downs, and people that have ever struggled and gone through any kind of addiction or alcoholism or things that have kind of suppressed their life and who they are as a person, and finding their own spirituality. And for me, as a Christian, being able to see that there's more to life than, you know, getting caught up in the drinking. So that's Drinking and Praying. It kind of sums that up.
So would, if you were to describe the sound of your CD, what would you say? Is it more... folk, more
it's
country.
It's very country. There's definitely folk elements of storytelling. It's always in my songs. I love to just, you know, draw people in with real life situations and kind of they could put themselves in my shoes, which I think that's what folk has been for me. But for country, I mean, I'm from the backwoods in Georgia and I live in Nashville, so my country roots are never going to disappear. And and these are definitely more of a country sound with some fiddle and some pedal steel and some really cool accents.
Yeah, I love pedal steel.
I do too. It just makes it for me.
So are you a guitarist too?
I am. I'm a more rhythm guitarist. I do have a lead guitarist. And we travel around. I do a lot of solo and full band shows. We're playing in San Francisco at Slim's in 2 weeks, November 7th. And I tour about 300 shows a year. I perform internationally. I'm going to play in Italy next week.
Oh, wow. You're a busy one.
I'm very busy.
That's very cool. How do you get gigs out in Italy? How does that happen?
I book myself. I manage myself. I've done everything. I've been on the road for 8 years full time. I sold cars for 7 years in Burlingame, California. And then after I started writing music and bought a guitar and figured out how to play it, I started booking shows. And just for me, it's always been, it's kind of a cool challenge because I like the business side as well as the artistic side.
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of just want to be the artistic
side.
Yeah,
that's very rare for an artist
to
like to do both.
For me, I do enjoy getting to network. I love being able to perform. Like last week, we were in the City Winery in Napa, and it was more of an acoustic dinner show where people just listen to the songs, which as a songwriter, we love that. But then there's also the rowdy, fun party venues, festivals, weddings that we get to play to. So it's a good balance that always keeps me kind of back and forth on my toes between a wine bar or a nice venue like Slim's or or intimate or a big festival like Summerfest.
Yeah. You really have to be aware of what kind of environment you're going
into. You got to know your audience pretty much like anything, but it's always a challenge. And for me, just networking, sending out emails. I have my website, ericasunshinelee.com, and my press kit, and just getting people involved. I've toured in Australia the last 5 years, and so I've just been able to network, and it snowballs. Once you go there once, then people hear about you, and they like your music, and then you get a bigger network, and then you get those gigs, and you get additional ones, so... Yeah. It's just all about networking and working hard.
Yeah. Do you do covers as well when you're playing your shows?
I'll mix in some covers. Like if we're doing like a 4-hour bar show sometimes, like with the Toby Keith's Network, we've done those bars. And if it's a 4-hour show, we'll definitely do covers, but still predominantly my originals are what we play. I usually, if I do have a 4-hour gig, I'll probably play 60%, 70% originals and then throw in some covers. Or if I'm doing an all original show like at Slim's, we may throw in a one song cover or a teaser. Or my spin on another song.
Yeah, and so is this your newest thing? When did this come out?
This just came out. We did the album release party in Nashville last month.
Okay, so
and it's brand new. And it's called Southern Amendment, and I'm really excited about it because I've gotten a lot of really good feedback about different styles, the different songs, and it's just come together real nice.
Well, I'm glad you came by to sit down and chat with us for a little bit and tell us about your music. Erica Sunshine Lee, everybody, you can watch out for her. Tell everybody your website again.
It's Erica Sunshine. Lee.com, and I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So you can find me, just Google me.
Yeah, and is it all available on iTunes?
It's all on iTunes. All 6 albums are on iTunes, and I've just released a brand new single that's not out on a CD yet. It's on iTunes. It's called I Do. So if you know anybody getting married, it's a great wedding song. We've played it in Canada and Mexico so far this year, so hopefully we'll keep on.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, Erica Sunshine Lee, everybody. This is Kathy Forster reporting live from the Far West Conference in Oakland, California.